I have a question. Whoa, I can hold on with two hands today. Yeah. I have a question for you. So you said you couldn't do what we do.
Oh.
Why couldn't you do what we do? Go into the world, proclaim the gospel, and lift up Jesus Christ. Why couldn't you do that?
I'm doing it in a different way, I guess.
How did he say to do it?
Just go out and do it.
You need a gospel card.
Just go out and do it.
Take a gospel card. The gospel is by his shed blood we have to come. And we have to lose this life to repentance. And you have to come out of the world. See, this is the world's offering. Christ is coming back to judge all of this. To be a friend of the world, did you know John? Your name's John, right?
Yeah.
It makes you a friend. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God in James 4:4. Did you know that?
Yes.
You can't just go to church and say you love God.
That's right.
All right, so what you have to do is you would be empowered to do this and hold signs and preach. We don't do it being like the world. We do it coming out and being separate by faith, by repentance. When you have new life in you, John, you don't just wear a little cross on your wrist. When you have new life in you, the Spirit of God pours out the truth of God. And then you want to live it and be holy. You don't want to live like the world.
Do you think these earthquakes are...
Jesus said in the last days there'll be earthquakes. We've had a lot of earthquakes over the last hundreds of years, but that's definitely all a sign of the end times. Every day we're getting closer. You and I are about the same age. I'm 60, I'm guessing.
I'm 65.
Okay. We don't have much time left. Yeah. And so judgment's going to come. And unless you do lose your life, Matthew 10, and surrender it all by that gospel and obey him in holiness as fruit, you know him, come out of the world and endure. He's such a glorious, good Savior. He's so merciful. Look at how many sins in your life he's forgiven. And look at my life. I bet 10 times as much sin as you've done. But you know what? What are we doing with it, John? What are we doing? Just wandering through life, just enjoying this world? Did Jesus die so we could enjoy this world? No, he didn't, John. He didn't die, so you probably belong to a Sunday church system?
I do.
Can I ask which one?
Catholic.
Okay. Yeah. The Roman Catholic Church is not the truth of God. It's full of a bunch of man-made traditions.
Yeah.
The fruit of it, you can see, they protect pedophiles. They produce and protect pedophiles. They don't even preach the biblical gospel. Mary doesn't hear your prayers. The Pope has no power to forgive. Neither do the priests. If you go to my teaching blog, I've got articles on, look up Roman Catholic faith, and I take you to the catechism. And I take you right to God's word, and I show you that the Roman Catholic faith will damn your soul. You have to repent and come out of that, John. You will not. You ready? Bold statement. Ready? There'll be no Roman Catholics in heaven. But you know what? There'll be no Baptists in heaven. There'll be no Mormons in heaven. You know who's going to be in heaven, John? Who does the Bible say will be in heaven?
Those who repent.
All of his blood-bought, repentive saints that live in holiness. So if you stay a part of that world system, you won't make it. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
I love you, bud.
Contact me. I'd love to encourage you in the word. God be praised.